Mishnah is Eidavin, Perik Beis is learned Lidu Nishmas in memory of Sarar Elke Basar of Shneir Zalman. Menachem Mendel passed away in Achrin Shal Pesach, I love him Tovshin Ayin. This is learned to benefit her soul. Tehen Nishmas Otsurur Bitzre Rachayim. Mishnah Aleph, Perik Beis. Oisin Pasim Leverois. You make walls to a well. The halacha is that a well that is deep 10 tvachim and is wide 4 tvachim is considered a reshus hayachid. So one who needs to draw water from the well, and he's in the public domain, so he's not permitted to draw the water and to take it out into the public domain. So the Mishnah says that you make around the well, you make arba duty, 4 walls, nirim kishmoina, that they appear like 8. So then, by the well, in between the boards, is also becomes a public, a private domain. So then you can take the water from the well and place it in between the walls. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. When it says it looks like 8, so you put 2 walls on each side, spaced. You know, on one side, let's say on the right side, you put one wall spaced, then another wall. So you have 2 walls on one side. Now, at the edges of each of these walls, it turns the corner, so there's a wall on the other side. So basically, each of these walls is 4 walls. It seems like 4 walls. Why? Because 2 walls on the right side that turn, one turns by the edge of this wall the corner the one way, the other one turns the corner on the other way. So that is 4 walls, like for 4 sides. Opposite it, on the other side, you do the same thing. You have 2 walls separated from each other, and at the ends of those walls, by the corner, they both turn the corner, but the 2 cornered ones do not touch each other. Let me see if I can explain it like this. So if you have, let's say, on the Mizrach side, on the east side, so the east you put 1 wall and a 2nd wall. So, and these 2 walls on the east side are not touching each other, so they're separate. So that's 2 walls, right? And then when you are on the east wall, and to your right hand side, that would be south. So at the edge of this side, by the south side, you have 1 wall going up by the end of that wall, and on the other side you have a wall going up on the left hand side. That would be on the north side. So you got 2 walls over there. So that's the 4 walls. And then you have 2 walls on the other side facing them, which is on the west side. And there are 2 walls that are spaced in between. But then you have going out from them towards the one on the north side and one on the south side. So that's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Meir's Meir says, Shmoina nirim kishneim osar, that you actually take 8 boards, you should place, so they should seem like 12. And he explains, how so? Arbo dimyudim. 4 boards you put in the 4 corners. And they look like 8. As we said before, the 4 like 8. Barbop shutim, and then you put 4 straight walls, not curved, not cornered, in the middle. So that in addition to what Rabbi Yehuda said, according to the mayor, you add 4 more boards so that the spaces between, so each side has basically 3 boards, each side. So that's how you have 12. Because 3 on each side, so you have 12. 3, 6, 9, 12. Goivon asor tvachim. So the height of these boards need to be 10 tvachim high. Verochbon shisha, and the width of these boards needs to be 6 tefachim, ve'ovion kol shehu, and the thickness is of each board, there is no measure, any amount. Very thin is also good. Ubeinayim kimo lishtei ravkos. In between the boards, there can be a distance that you can go through there two oxen that are under a yoke. Shel sholish bakar. The yoke, each one has three oxen in the width, and you take two of those, so which means 6 oxen width. The width of each ox is 1 amma and a third of an amma. So together, the width between one board and the other board is 10 ammas, basically. He says it in a long way. Divrei Rav Meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says, Shel arba arba, that from one board to the other board can be that you should go through two ravokes, two yokes together, but not with three oxen, but there should be in each one 4 oxen. So you have to add an additional each ox is an additional 1 amma and 2/3. So together it would be 13 ammas and a third. Kshurais v'loy mutaris. The oxen in each group need to be together, tied together, not loose. That takes up less place when if we should have the oxen be untied. Achas nichneses v'achas yitzit. The two groups of the oxen, the yokes, so one goes inside to the boards and the other one goes outside. That takes more place than if they would both be walking side by side in both directions, or they're both going out. This is just to give you the measurements that need to be between the boards. It says the Bartanura, Oisim Pasim Liberos. You make these boards for the beiros, the wells. The wells are shebirshu sarabim. They find themselves in the public place. And the reason why we need this pasim is lefisha beiros rishu sayochid. These wells are a private area. Uhein they are because shamuki masora, since they're deep 10 tefachim, and the problem becomes the rishu sayochid when yechayim lamalis man. You can't fill water from these pits, you can use them like seal rishus rabim to take them out to the public domain. So v'oisim pasim, so we make strips sheyiu pasim, so that these strips oisim cholol, they make a hollow area sivus aber that surrounds the area. We're trying to create a rishus yachid close around this pit sivus aber rishus yachid. To around the yachid v'yimale, so then he can able to fill v'yoytzi, and he can take out v'yanichsham, then he can place his bucket over there. Then with the kones behemte kulo oresha, then his animal can enter either its hole or at least its head v'ruba or majority v'yashkena, and then he can drink from there. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda says that he makes arba dimyudim nirikishmoyno. So he makes 4. The yumdim, so this the yumdim are these corner pieces which go in both directions. The yumdim is shnei amudim. These are 2 amudim. Shekol amud me'elu harbo nira kishnayim. That these are actual posts. That each post from these seems like 2. The word diyoi b'loshin yavan ishnaim is 2. So what happens is ukshenoyet ha'omud ha'osui kishnaim, when you push in the post which looks like 2 lipas dremis marovis, if you put it into the corner of southwest nimtza, so then it turns out noyte defale echod one wall tilts lemaidiv, one goes to maidiv, v'tifaneach ledorim, and the other wall goes for dorim, because it's a drevis maravis, and it's a thick board, so there's a wall for both sides. V'ashenis lepas maravis tifaneach, and then you place the second one for the southern north side. So one side goes to Lemaidiv, to the west, and the other one goes to the north. So when you put four of them to the four corners, so for each side there's two amos, doifen amo, one a wall of an amo, keneged amo, opposite the amo, whatever been time in the space in between. So essentially, what we have here a square, a square amo ba amo. It's like a 6x6 post that goes into the ground in one corner, and a 6x6 in the other corner, and then like in four corners. So each side has a 6 tefach side, which is the amo. And the other has across it another amo, and the same thing is on the width. So it's four posts that create these this Rishus Shayachim. And then we have four. And Meir says that you need eight, because that you have to put in four plain walls in between each one of these amas. You got to stick in another plain wall of another amma. Another six tefachim, another amma. So he says, "Be'emtza noisim l'kol ruach rechav amma." You have to put in each one another board, which would be wide an amma. So Rabbat Nura says like this: "Ubizman shein ben pas lepas meilar bo." At the time that in between these posts there is no more than four ammas. If in between these posts that are put in, of these four diyumdin, these four corner posts, ela eser ames, there's only 10 ames, oipachus or less, then Rami will agree to Rabbi Yehuda that ein tzarich lepasim pshutim, that you don't need these extra middle boards to be put in between them. And if there is between them more than 13 amo vishlish and a third, then Rabbi Yehuda will agree that tzarech pshut, that you have to put in those boards. The disagreement is only from 10 amos to 13 amos and a third. Rameir emir tzarech pshutim. Rameir says you need the pshutim. Rabbi Yehuda emir tzarech. V'alochik Rabbi Yehuda, that up to 13 amos and a shlish, you don't need the pshutim. So then you have the shtei rabokis shal sholish sholish bakar. You have this, the space in between is shal sholish sholish bakar. That's Rameir's opinion. So he says like this: Shereichav kol bakar u'bakar. Each with the width of each bakar is amsei amasayim pachoshlish, is two ames minus a third, so it's 1 2/3. Nimtza reichav shisha bakar, so if you total of six bakar is eser ames, is ten ames. V'zehu arevach sheyochel litein bein pas lepas ledibre Rav Meir. That's the space you can give between one pas and the other pas according to Rav Meir. And if there is more width than the teramis in between, so then you have to add these straight planks, this wood, these straight woods, to diminish so that the spaces don't reach that level. What is that? A bakar loshin Egel Marbik, Shmuel Aleph Chofches. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Shel Arba Arba. Arba Arba means, Hein Yud Gimul Ames Rishlish. Up to 13 Ames and a third, because we have an extra two animals which are each one is two amas minus each one a third. So this, so therefore you have 13 amas and a third. And up to that is okay. We don't need to add the pas. And the way we measure it, kishuras avaloi mutaris. They have to be tied but not open. The loy tema keim kishuras. You can say they should be like tied, but they actually don't have to be tied. And the reason for that, because I mean they are together, we're talking about the yoke, they're all together, but maybe they don't have to be mamish tied. To be stringent, and to say no, that you can only use if they're all together, squished together, means the space is less. Then he says, but achas nichnase v'achas yitzah. Raboka achas shal boka nichnase, raboka achas yitzah. One goes in, one goes out. V'yesh yitzah v'reichav, there's more width. Mishailu ha yushteim yitzahs, if they were both going out, or shteim nichnases. V'zukuli, this is a leniency. Le'be'inu mitzvot samas kol kach. We don't need it so narrow, and a little wider would be okay. And that's how we measure it. Mishnah base. Mutar la'akrid la'be'er. You can bring the boards closer to the well. Only the animal should have her head and the majority of her body on the inside when she is drinking. Mutar la'archi kolshu. You can distance the boards from the well as far as you want. But you have to put more boards, so that from one board to the other board, there should be no more than 13 Amos and a third, as the requirement according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Bartanura, Muter lahakri lebeir, you can bring close to the well, hapasim, these boards, velasis hekef kotzer, and to make a very short circle surrounding, uvavachi ye misvasa beir ad bein hapasim, as conditional, that from the edge of the pit until in between the pasim has to be kidei roishav ruba shel pora, so that the majority, the head, the majority of the cow, shein beis amis, that's two amis. Avabotzer mehochi, but less than that loy, then you're not allowed to. Shemo yimshech achar parosay, because he might be drawn after the cow, because the cow is outside, the yitzad lichus lebechitza, and then he'll take the li outside of the wall, he'll be carrying into the Rishus Rabbim, from the Rishus Rabbim. But mutar la'archi kol shehu, you can make a distance as any amount. La'asis hekev gadol k'mishal b'chofetz, to make a large area surrounded as he wishes. Ubilvad sheyar b'pasim, conditional that he has to add more board. Chol ma shemarchik min ha'boir, the more he distances from the boir, mar b'berevach shemin ha'pasim. So then he automatically is adding to the space in between the boards. So then you have to increase more boards to the measure that there should be no more distance between one straight board and the other board. And the same thing is being poshut to the humid, from the poshut to the corner post, more than 13 amas in the third, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who Allah is like him. And that's why you have to continuously add, not to get a greater space than Rabbi Yehuda allows. Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Beiso Sayim, that you can move these boards so that inside the place there should be two saw, but no further. A saw is 50 Amas by 50 Amas. Two saw is 50 by 100. Amrullah, and that, you know, as it comes out to a square. Amrullah is Chamzat Rabbi Yehuda, Loy Amru Beisa Sayim. This that the sages said, that the place that is circled with a wall, you can only carry in the place that it not be larger than two saw. Ella Legino Lekarfe. This is only with regards to a garden, or a karfif, this is an area where you store wood in that place. But if that place was a stall for animals, or the place was circled with walls, inside there should be animals in there, ay mukta, or the place is separated for some other use that the owner use, ay chotzer, or the place is a yard, afilu beis chameshes kurim, even an area which takes up 5 kurim, such a large area, each kur is 30 saw, so that would be 5 times 30 saw. Afilu beis asara kurim, even if it's 10 kurim, which is 10 times 30 saw, mutar, you can carry inside it. And therefore, because you drink from the well, umutlachi kolshu, you can distance the boards from the well as much as you want to bilvachi arba bepasim, as long, provided that he placed these boards so that from one board to the other one there should be no more than 13 amos and a third. Says the Bartanura, Rabbi Yehuda, Ibn Rabbi Sosayim, up till Tuso. So he says, Lo Yasek, if God delibeir, he should not make a very large surrounding area with these posts for the well, Elo Ad Beisosayim, only up to an area of Tuso. And the Chachomim disagree, and they say that the shear of Beisosayim was given for Legina Ule Karfif, for a garden or for a storage place of wood, Shein Hekefen Ledira, their surrounding was not made for living within it. What is a karfif? A karfif is Hekef Godel Chutz Le'ir. That's a big circle area outside of the city. Lahachdis Sham Eitzim La'itzar, you place their wood as storage. But if the area that you surrounded was a deer is Shel Behemis. That's a stable of animals. That they make for the animals today in one place, and the next day they do it elsewhere, in order to fertilize it with the excrement of the animals, or he makes it a sachar, that's a surrounding wall for the animals of the city. There's other people that translate, he is the garis in Soyar, says the Bartanura, which is a base for Asurim, that means a prison. Or it is Mukta, or Yechotzer, distinguish Yechotzer, it's a Mokum Megulash of Nabodim. It's an open area which is in front of the houses. Or Mukta means Rechomash Achor Yabodim. That's a yard, this is a front yard, that's a backyard. The Kol Hani, all these mentioned here, Hekefen Ledira, the reason they were surrounded, their surrounding is not for storage, but it's surrounding for living over there. Bahani pasi biroi, so these passing these walls for the wells. Nami also hoy yulume mehem ruyus lishtias odom, since their waters are fit for the drinking of the person. Tashmish mal yusohu, that is considered a very good use, it would be considered lidira. And you are able to distance it, cultural climber, to say, Kishem Shekol Elu. Just like all the above Shuhuk fully dira that were surrounded for a dirafi, Lugadoi, Limada, Sora Kurim, even if they are as large as 10 Kurim, Mutal Letal Tubahem, it is permissible to carry within them, Kach Mutal Laharchik. Hahekev shel pasibiroi is likewise, it is permissible to distance the circle, the area of these pasibiroi of the wells, kol mashali b'chofetz, as much as his heart desires, v'chein halocha, and so remains the halocha. Says the Mishnah Dalet, Rabbi Yudai, Rabbi Yudai says, im hoy sodere charabi mafsikosom, if there was a road that many people walk through, passing through these strips, yisal kenu v'tzdodim, so he should move the way from these strip to outside of the strip. Chachamim say that you do not have to change the route, and it can remain in between the passing. Echad boir harabi, where there is a pit which is water. So the boir means that it's not a well. The boir, the water comes to the well because people pour in there. So the people, so we're talking about pit,
which is a community pit that the water belongs to many people over there. So we're not afraid that somebody might carry in between these walls, these pasim, when the water will sort of finish or dry out, because this pit belongs to many people, so people will remind them that you're not allowed to. Or ube'er rabim, or if it's a well that doesn't ever dry out, it keeps on going, and that belongs to many people, so there is no problem to carry in between the pasim. However, ube'er hayachid, and also this would apply to a well that belongs to an individual. Aisimulam pasim, to all of these three cases, you're allowed to make the pasim. But if there is a pit that a boir, which is you fill the water in there, but it might get used up, it belongs only to one person, so there is nobody there to remind them that once the water is out, you cannot carry there. Then you must make a wall which is high 10 tefachim. This is the pit of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, "In oisim pasim, and lebeir rabim levad, you can only make these heter from this pasim only for a well that is used by the public alone. Only in that case. Uleshar, and to all the other types of wells, the boir of the rabim or the beir and the boir of the yachid, oisim chagura gavoya shara tefachim, you have to make a belt, meaning a wall, a good wall of 10 tvachim high, in order to make it into Rishus Yochid." Says the Bartanura, Rav Yehuda says, if the Derech HaRabim was Mafsikosim, which means, says Bartanura, Derech Sharabim Boikimba, there is a road where many go through it, Mafsekas Beinapasim, that interrupts in between these strips that he put up over there, these walls over there, so Yisalkenu Litzdodim, he should move it to the sides, Mechutz LePasim, he should detour that route outside of the Pasim, should Lo Yehrabim Mahalchim in a Pasim, so that the public should not walk through in between these woods that he set up, the Mashuluk Rishus Rabim, because they, by walking through it, they make it into a public area, Umevatlin HaMechitza, and they destroy the wall so that it's not used as a wall, it's not qualified as a wall, doesn't make Rishus Yochid. But then Allah Rabbi Yehuda, Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chachamim say, it doesn't matter, the Rabbim, even though they're Boikim Boy, they walk through there, they don't lose the status of that wall. Then we say that these Pasim can help for either a Boyer HaRabbim, for a public Boyer. And in a public boy, the paski maya, if the water stops, it dries out, or it's finished, mitchira adodi, people can remind each other. Shaloi tiru pasi birois. The reason they did not, the chacham did not permit this type of walls, pasi birois, eloshiyu mayim mitsuyim lubeimus eilu regolim, only that there should be water found common to the for the animals of those who went up for the holidays for Yontav to Yerushalayim. The kol zman she'ein shamayim ein lepasim teres mechitzas. But at the time, at any time that there is no water, then these pasim do not qualify as a wall. So, but a boir harabim or a be'er rabim or even a be'er yochid namishori. That's also permitted. The Be'er Mayim Chayim Hein V'Holei Paski Mayim, because that's a well of living water that continues to flow, and then the water would not finish, so that's why we don't worry that they're going to come to carry it when there's no water there. However, if it's a boir, the Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Akiva, you need to make a regular mechitza of Asara Tfachim. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezalel says, no, that you can only do it for Be'er HaRabim. The Beir Rabim says the Bartanura, because the Ika Tarti Limal Yuse, that has two advantages. First of all, it's a Rabim, so they can remind each other. And second of all, it doesn't dry out. But if you don't have both advantages, then you can't use it. V'chein Halacha, likewise, this is the Halacha. V'ein Mutar Lahalis Mayim Lohitzi Min HaBeir.
it is not permissible to fill water to take out of the well, al yidei pase birois, through this concoction that we talk to pase birois, by using these pase birois, elo kedei lahashkez behemton sha'olir golim, only to give to drink the animals of those who go out for the holidays, uberes Yisrael bilvad, and on Eretz Yisrael. But to take out water for a person to drink himself, also prohibited. He has to go down to the pit and drink there, or he has to make a regular wall of 10 tefachim. Says the Mishnah, further said Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Hagina, a garden, and a place which you store wood, shem shivim amo v'shirayim, al shivim amo v'shirayim, there are 70 amas with some more on the length, and 70 amas and a little more on the width, mukafas geder gavoya sorat tvachim, that they are surrounded with a wall which is high, 10 tvachim, metaltalim b'soicha, then you can carry inside, whether it's the garden or it's the karfif, b'levachi yebo shmira, but conditional that there is a guarding there, there's a little house for the guard, for the watchman of the garden, or for the wood, or beis dira, or there is a house there to live in, or the garden and the karfaf is close to the city. Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu ein ba labayr v'siya chumara, even in it there is only one of these types of pits, whether it's a round pit, a boir, or a siach, which is a narrow, long pit, or a ma'ora, or it's a square, or a cave underneath the ground, metalkalim betoicha, you can carry in it, in the garden and in the karfif. Rabbi Akiva says, filo ein ba echad mikol elu, even in the garden or in the karfif, there is none of these above. It has no pit, and it has no siach, has no cave. Metalkalim betoicha, you can also carry in it. Ubilvad, shehei moshivim amo v'shirayim moshivim amo shirayim, provided that the size of the karfa from the gino is only 70 amos and something by 70 amos and a little bit more. Rabbi Lezer says, im hoisa orko yeser al rochba afilu ama achas, if the length is even one ama wide, longer than its width, then you cannot carry in the garden or in the karfif. It has to be only square. Rabbi Yosi says, afilo orka pishnayim kirachba, even if the length is twice the size of the width, metaltlim b'soicha, you can carry within it. Says the Bartanura, v'oid omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. The Mishnah begins that in addition, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said, Meshum, says the Bartanur, Meshum, Damar Chodel Luchumra, Gabi Pasim, since we just quoted a statement which he says stringency with regards to Pasim. Damar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said in Eisun Ella Libeir Harabim, that you can only make it for the public well. Vahashtok Omar Chumra Achrita, now he's saying another stringency. Even if it is surrounded for a dira, for a dwelling, you're not allowed to make it larger than two saw. And mishum hachitana, and that's why he says ve'oid. The shivim amo v'shirayim, and shivim amo v'shirayim is the shear of beis osayim. Because when you take the base of Saim and you square it out, that's what you get. Now he says that you can carry in it, provided that there is a Shemira. Shemira, that's a Sukkah Shemrim, that there is a hut for those who guard it. The Afal Gav, the Hook of Lidira, even though it was surrounded for living, base of Saim, Hu the Shori. You can only allow to area of Tvei Sosayim, Tvei Loi, more no. The exact cheshvon of Beis Sosayim with regards to the Shiv Mama, we'll see in a minute in the Bar Tanura. But here what he's saying is that even if you have a Beis HaSayim, it has to be Hukuf Ladira. That's why Bavachi Hebo Shemira. And even when it has the Shemira, it can only be Shivim Amal Shivim Amal Beis HaSayim. But more than a Beis HaSayim would not be allowed, even though you have a Shemira there. So that's why he says Shemira Sukas Shemirim. The Afa Gav the Hukuf Ladira Beis HaSayim Hu Deshori Tveiloi. So even though it has the Shemira, so and it was Mukaf Ladira, but you can only be take it of, you can only have it as large as a Beis HaSayim and not more, or a Beis Dira. Or another thing is the Hoyil is Mukha Leir. So he says the Hoyil Ukrayv the Beisai, since it is close to his house, it's his mind to use it all the time. It's similar to being surrounded for a dwelling. But conditional should be only 70 amma by 70 amma extra. And not more. Says the Bartanura, Vitanakame Nami, in the first Tana Delil in the previous Mishnah, the Amru, that they said, the Amru Loi, that they said to him, Loi Amru Beis HaSayim Ela Lekarfef Vilegina, that the whole Shir, they said that you need a Beis HaSayim is only if it was a Karfef in a Gina, then it's no good. Avalim Hoya Dir Oisare Chotzer. But if it was a dira or a sari chotzer, meaning it was a tashmish odom, it was a mukaf ladira v'chulu, then you can have it even larger. They hold ki Rabbi Akiva komar, like Rabbi Akiva says in this mission over here, because Rabbi Akiva says afila ein ba'achas mikol eilu metaltelim b'seicha. So the heichadika beis dira, where there is a dwelling place afila tuva, then you're even larger nami. When it's not hukaf ledira, it's only a beis osayim shivim amo al shivim amo. Umay binayu. So what is the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva? When they both hold the same, that if it's hukaf ledira, you can carry as much as you want, you can make the circle as much as you want, or you can enclose as large areas as you want. And if it's loyk of ladira, according to both of them, you need Beis HaSayim. Well, my binayu, Amrin and Bishas, we say in the Gemara, the ikka binayu, davar mu'ah. The difference between them is a small amount. She Beis HaSayim, yoyser al shivim amma vishirayim rivuyim. That the Beis HaSayim is a little bit more than 70 ames and shirayim square. So Vitane Kama before Shori Bibei Sosayim Shleimim, he allowed to Sosayim Shleimim full. Well, Rabbi Akiva, Ayin Amos Vishirayim, Al Amos Vishirayim Vesuloy. Only 70 Amos are left over, and 70 Amos left over square, but not a full Beis Sosayim. The Ketzad Yodainu, how do we know the Beis Sosayim Yosir Al Shin Amos Vishirayim? Rebuim, that Beis HaSayim is more than 70 amma is a leftover square. Tamrinun b'shas, because we say in the Gemara, the kama hein so HaSayim, how much is so HaSayim? Kechotzer HaMishkan, that's like the courtyard in the Mishkan. Kechotzer HaMishkan kesif, bay, what is the, by the Chotzer HaMishkan it's written in Shmeis Chav Zayin, Eirech HaChotzer Meyo Ba'amo, V'reichav Chamishim Ba'amo, that the length of the Chotzer was 100 amma, and the width was 15 amma. So it was 50 by 50. So Darshinon, and we expound my chamishim b'chamishim amro teira. What does it mean? Chamishim b'chamishim teira says, tul chamishim, take the 50. Sha'arko yisra arachbei, that the length of the mishkan is longer than the width of the mishkan. V'sabev nun hanesorim. And circle the extra 50 lishir Shabbos for the measure of Shabbos. The havelu ayin amas v'dalat tvachim meruboim. that comes out to 70 amas and 4 tvachim square. Ketzad. How so? How do I get to this? Let's see that it's ayin amas v'dal tvachim raboim. And that's versus the ayin amas umashu, the vishirayim of what Rabbi Akiva holds. Ketzad, how do we get to ayin amas v'dal tvachim? Asay mehem heyret suis shel eser amo. Make from them 5 strips of 10 amo roichev, ve'erkon chamishim, and the length 50. So what the Gemara is saying, what we mean over here is that you start off with an area of 50 by 50, which is the actual chotzer mishkan. And then you have to take the other extra 50 and circle and paste it around the 50 by 50. So how did that work? Keita. So let's take the extra 50 by 50. So we have one. We start off with one area, the Chotzer Mishkan was 50 by 50, and now we want to take the other 50 by 50, which is the extra Oirech over the Reichev, and we want to surround those pieces around the 50 by 50. So how do we do it? Asei mehem heyritzuis shaleser ama. So take that 50 by 50 extra and cut it up into 5 strips. Each one 10 amas by 50, because it was 50 by 50. Now you have 5 pieces, which is Eser amas reichav, ve'orkon chamishim, and the length is 50. So you have 5 pieces of 10 by 50, which is really 50 by 50. Because, I mean, 5 pieces of 10 by 50, so the 5 times 10 is the 50 by 50. 10 achas limizrocha. So put one of these strips to the east of the piece that you already have, the 50 by 50. V'achas l'marova. So you're putting a strip of 10 by 50, one to the east and one to the west. So you widened it now, the east and the west, you widened each side by 10 amas. So harirogba ayin. So now you have a 70 width. V'orkanun. And the length remained 50. So now we have sim achas ledorim v'achas letzofin. Now place one of these five strips placed on the southern side, and one of these 5 strips of 10 by 50 placed on the northern side. So now you have shivim al shivim. You have 70 by 7. How 70 by 70? Because you added another 10 tvachim to each side. However, but the corners are blemished now, because since they're only 50 amas long and you place them over 70 amas, so now we have these corners. So if you place them in the middle of the in between, in the middle of the strips, in between the 2 extra which we just added to the Mizrach and the Ma'ariv, we just added those, so now you have those corners empty. So you have Koronos Pegumin L'chol Keren V'Keren, each corner Eser al Eser, you have it now a square of 10 by 10, 4 squares of 10 by 10 Mipnei HaTosef Asher Yisafta, because the Mizrach and Ma'ariv we have now extra, it's no longer 50, now it's 70, and these strips are only 50, so we have those empty corners over there, which are 10 by 10. Those are the widths of these new corners, the width of these new strips. So now, what we're doing is, so we still have one strip, which is 10 by 50. So two minaritzua chamishis arba chatiches, take 4 pieces of eser, of 10. Okay, it's 10, so they're 10 by 10. So you're going to take from the 50, you're going to take the sim arba koronis when it's small and filled up. So now we have one piece left over, 10 by 10, which is still left over. So 10 amas by 10 amas, is tul eser al eser hanesorim. Take these 10 by 10 that are left over. 10 by 10 is each amma 6 tvachim. Shem shishin tvachim al shishin tvachim. So now you have a 60 tvachim by 60 tvachim left over. Va'asei oisom ritzuos, and make them into strips. Shel shnei tvachim. So if you take 60 by 60 and you make strips of 2 tvachim, you get 30 strips. Arishloshim ritzuos, you get 30 strips, because 30 times 2, there's 2 tvachim each. So you have 30 strips. Kol achas eser amis, 2 tvachim. The width, and you still have 10 amis the length, or 60 tvachim the length. Now, so each 2 tvachim, you have 30 strips now of 2 tvachim, which is 10 amas long. If you add up all these length of the amas, if you add them up, if you put like one line, so you have 30 times 10 tvachim, so that's 30 times 10 amas, which is a total shen shloish meyes amas. So you have really 300 amas, 300 amas by 2 tvachim wide. So 10 shivim l'chol ruach. So now place 70 of those 300 amas by 2 tvachim to each of the sides. Each of the sides before, already, we filled them up, so they were 70 by 70. So if you fill up to each side 70, so then you have, so if you put 70 on each side, I mean, we're going to deal in a minute, once we put the 2 tvachim, we've extended, we're going to have those corners again, but let's not deal with the corners, let's just put 70 on each side, 70 of the 300 amas by 2 tvachim on each side, 4 times 70, you will have 280, you'll use up 280, you will use up, and you've added to the width, in addition to the 70 amas we had from each side to tvachim, so now we're up to 70 amas and 4 tvachim in the width and the length minus the corners. Hey, so that shivim amas v'dalat tvachim, says the Matanura, so we have 70 amas and 4 tvachim al shivim amas zayin tvachim v'dalat tvachim. Elo, but what we still have the problem is shakronos pegumim tvachim al tvachim. We still have the corners, which are 2 by 2, but we still have v'nishru b'yodcho chof amah, but we still have 20 amas left over from the strip, because we used up from the 300 amas, we used up 280, and now we have 20 amas by 2 amas, and we have missing the corners because they were, we increased it by 2 tvachim now, so we have 4 corners of 2 by 2 and chavamas. So 2 mehem ches tvachim. So take to fill these corners, take from the chav ama, take from them 8 tvachim, visim the kronis, and put it in the corners, vinismalu. So now you have filled corners, and then you have vinishru biyotcha yud ches amas. Vidalet tvachim oirich, you have 18 amas and 4, and you have left over 18 amas and 4 tvachim oirich. That's the length. Vereichiv tvachim, with a width of tvachim. V'hainu dover muet, that is a small leftover. She'im basol lechalkom ulahakif, if you're gonna go and split that up and to surround the circlet. In magia toisefes lereichev shnei shlishe etzba, the addition will not come to as wide as 2/3 of a etzba. The boil lemevet minei ritzua, because you have to make from it a strip shel reish pei gimul amis of 283 amis oirech la'akiv adal adruchis, to make a circumference of the four corners. So the 280, we know, why 283? 280 we know already, because before we needed 280 to surround 70 amas, minus even the corners. But now, since we added four tvachim on each side, so that's 8 tvachim, so that's a total of 16 tvachim, plus the 16 tvachim, plus the corners, the 4x16, and 4 times 2 is 8, 16, so it's 20. 20 tvachim, so 18 tvachim means 3, he says Reish Pegimel, so it's another 3 amas, means another 3 amas. So therefore it's going to come out to very little, that the Dover Mood. This is where I find the meaning of this view in Rashi, and that is correct. But Rambam bikish chesbeinus rabim. The Rambam seeked many calculations. V'leiradeti l'sekdaite, and I was not able to descend to understand his opinion. U'bamesh amar Rabbi Akiva, and in this that Rabbi Akiva said afilu ein bo. He adds now. This is the Batnura saying further. When Rabbi Akiva said afilu ein bo echod me'elu. That even if there is nothing of that, you can carry in a base of sayim halacha kavasei. That halacha is like him. Avol b'may the polig. In other words, that we don't need any of these things to be there. Avol b'may the polig achachomim. But this that he disagrees, the chachomim the amru loy. They said to him the il that they said to him before. B'sovar, and he holds the shivim ama v'shirayim al shivim ama v'shirayim. That it's only 70 amas v'suloi b'ho alach kachamim. That we have alach kachamim. The bebeis sosayim kichotzer mishkon. That if it has two saw like the courtyard of the mishkon, shori, that's permissible. Shudover muat, that is a little bit yoiser al ayin amo v'shirayim ribuim. That's a little bit more than ayin amo v'shirayim ribuim. As we said, this is ayin amo and four tvachim, and actually a little bit more than that. Now Rabbi Lezer came up and said that the only way you can carry in the base of Sayim is if it's square. But im hoysa orko yoysa al rochba, says the Bartanuna. V'afal, if the length was more than the width, v'afal gav dimit rochba v'hoysif al orko. It's not that there is a greater shear than the measure, but he took away a little bit from the width and he made it longer. Vein bekulal beis hasayim. So still, it's not more than area of beis hasayim. Still, according to Rabbi Elazar, it doesn't help. Ein metaltlim. You're not allowed to carry. The merubah with the shorter rabbanon. It's only a square that the chum permitted. Heichid lohukaf ladira, where it's not been surrounded for dira. V'halocha ki Rabbi Yosi. The halocha is like Rabbi Yosi. The polika the Rabbi Elazar. That he disagrees, and Rabbi Yosi, as we learned in the Mishnah, says afilu arka pishnayim berochba, he's still metal metoicha. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi disagrees with Blazer, but like boy merubois, we don't need them to be square. Mishnah Vav, Omar Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Eloi said, Shamaiti me Rabbi Elazar, I heard from Rabbi Elazar. Vafilu yiki beiskur, even if the garden and the karfav is large at 30 saw, you're also allowed to carry in there. And likewise, he heard from him another halacha. People that will live in one yard, in one courtyard, and one of them forgot and didn't give his bread to participate in the eruv v'chatzedus in the eruv for the courtyards. Basically, his house is prohibited to him that he should not carry from his house to the yard and not bring it from the yard to his home. Avalahem muter, but they, the other people that live in the yard, they are permitted to carry from his house to the yard and to bring from the yard to his house, if he gave them permission over Shabbos, or his portion that's in the house, that's in the yard, allowed them, he gave it away to them as a gift, because then we assume also that his house is also given to them and they can do it. Chayin Shemaiti men, and further I heard from him another halacha. That on Pesach you can fulfill your obligation with the mother with the type of a grass which is called akrabanim. V'chazarti al kol tamidim, and I searched all of his students of Rabbi Elazar, v'kashti l'chaver, and I looked for me a friend that should also confirm that he heard from Rabbi Elazar these halachas, v'loi matzosi, but I could not find. Says the Bar Tanur, afilu kebeis kur, apluk to the koyi agina v'karf. The Rabbi Elazar says from Rabbi Elazar, even like a beis kur, that is applying to the machloikis that we learned before about a gin of a karf, of how long, how large is it permitted to be when it is hook of the dira. So he says even as large as a beis kur. Then further another Allah hears from him that anshi chotzer sheshokach echad mem le'irav, the people of a courtyard that one of them forgot and didn't make a native. And the next day he mavatl, he gave up his rights to the yards, to his friend, because he would prohibit them from taking out from their home, from their own homes, to the courtyard, because because the rishus of the yard belongs to all of them, the chelka yisrael aleim, and his portion would prohibit them. So how you look bitel rishus, since he was mevatel his rishus chatzeiroi, the rights for his yard, but laf rishus beisei, also the rishus of his house was also nullified, and he's afapishalei pirish, even though he didn't explain. So by giving the rights to the yard, so it doesn't have to be the Erev, so his house was also given along with it. V'naso Erech Etzlam, he's made as a guest by them, lefikoch, and therefore, abbeisim mutar lohem, also his home is permitted to them. Aval osur loy, la'achnes ulohitzim, abbeisim lechotzer, but it is prohibited to him to bring in and to take out from his house to lechotzer. Afal pishu mutar la'achnes lohitzim, abbeisim lechotzer, even though he's permitted to take from their homes, and out, in and out from the chotzer, from their homes to the chotzer, kishar kolod man nichnas lebeis chaveri, as any other person who enters into his house of his friends, shemutar lo lahitzim beis chaveri lechotzer, that is permissible to take out from his friend's house to the chotzer, do rishus of the chadu, because that is one person's rishus. Mekol makoyim, nevertheless, mi beisei osur hu lahitzim, from his own house, he is prohibited from carrying out. V'loy amrin, and we don't say kivan the bitl rishus beisei, since he gave up the rishus to his house, had a basic b'teim, his house is like their house. The b'shosh mi beisei lechotzer, because when he takes out from his house to the yard, chayzer machzik b'rishusei, who then he's coming back and he's holding on to his rishus, v'oyser aleim, and then he proves in them. Kitetnan ba'adori mevit gilulim, like we learned with one who lives with the non-Jew, mishenos and rishusay. If you gave permission, v'chazer v'hitzin, then he goes back and he takes out, bein b'shegi, bein b'mezid, whether it's accidentally or it's intentionally, hariz oyser. So we see, we'll learn that halacha later on, but we see over there, nevertheless, we see that if the owner himself starts carrying, even if he did it accidentally, he's sort of reacquiring what he gave away. So just like by Adorim Evid Gilulim, when he gave away his rishus, by carrying, he reclaims it. And therefore, he himself is not allowed to carry from his own house to his own chaser. Another halacha we learn now, sheyotzim akrabanim bepesach mishum morer. It says about Tanura, that you fulfill your obligation of morer with akrabanim. V'akrabanim yerek sheolim sheloidoymes la'akruv, the krabanim, that's the vegetable that his leaves are similar to an akruv. V'anishamati, I heard that the Bar Tanura, siv ha'godl siv zadekel, that's the siv that grows around the palm tree. So he says that b'kashti li, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Loi said that he searched b'kashti li chaver, because the chaver legimul dvarim alol for these three mentioned things. Im shama mipiv, if somebody else heard it, v'loy matzosi. Ein aloch kachas mehen. The aloch is not like either of them. The gabe gine v'karfev. If it's a gine v'karfev, leshorit femi beisosayim, you're not allowed more than tvosayim. But that's talking about when it's not lohuk of ledirim. I think I said before when it's hook of the dira, but he's talking about when loy hook of the dira. If it's loy hook of the dira, it's only beis osayim. And a person of the chatzer who forgot, and he didn't make a native of butler reshusiv le butler beisay, and he was mavatler reshusiv, not his home. Aflam osur beisay. So even to them, his house is prohibited. Abim bateim the chatzer muter, but from their house to the chatzer is muter, because he gave up the reshus, but not from his house. Ba'akrabanim and akrabanim lamorahu are not considered the motor. A person cannot fulfill his obligation with the akrabanim on Pesach. This concludes the second perek of Masechta Seiravim.